League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Helping you keep up with your home. Tips, advice, and hacks. It's The Feed.
All right, it's time for another chat with our favorite local real estate and home expert, Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And today, Susie, we're talking about summer fun, but right at home. So staycations. So what do you have for us this year?
Hey, Kevin. Yes, whether it's a rising travel cost or you just want to keep things low-key, a lot of families are leaning into making memories right at home. But let's skip the cheesy stuff. I mean, we're talking meaningful, creative ways to have a blast without ever leaving your neighborhood.
So what are we doing that's not just the usual, you know, sprinkler, popsicle, repeat type thing this summer?
First, we want to reinvent the classics, like lemonade stands. I love them, but I've seen some cool new twists, like cooler sales door to door. I actually have had that happen in my neighborhood. Kids with mini rolling coolers selling ice cold drinks, like out of a solo cup. It's the most adorable thing.
That's funny.
And of course, big reminder, you know, kids should never go into someone's home. So
right.
Even if it's someone they know, and that's a real talk worth having with your kids, no matter how quote unquote safe the neighborhood feels.
Yeah, that's definitely a parenting moment there to have with that boundary setting conversation. So better to be safe always. But I love that idea, the traveling lemonade stand.
Oh yeah, how can you say no to that when your doorbell rings, right?
Right?
And another fun take is loom bracelet stands in local school colors. So a lot of the kids, you know, boys and girls will like wear these like loom bracelets that they make, the kids could craft them ahead of time. And instead of selling just one thing, they could have, you know, almost like a little shop, and it kind of teaches them planning and pricing and people skills. And to be perfectly honest, if it's in the local school colors of your neighborhood, people will buy them.
That's awesome. That's a great idea. I love that. Now I want a loom bracelet. I'm going to have to tell my daughter about that.
Well, but we had a group on our street. They're going to make them on a rainy day. We already got all the colors.
Nice.
And then they'll sell them on a nice day, right? It's an adorable activity.
That's great.
For them. Yeah. And, you know, don't forget the nostalgic stuff, water balloon fights, but make it a grandparent challenge. My mom bought some of it for my daughter and wants to play them with her. She's so excited to do this. And watching grandparents like duck and dive, it'll be a core memory for everybody. But they make those easy to use balloons that hook up to the end of the hose. They fill up in like 60 seconds, like 100 balloons in 60 seconds, I think it says. They tie off in one easy step so you don't have to make them really yourself. And that would be super great for like grandparents to set up and be like kids again.
Yeah, because I feel like the grandparents never lose that kid like, you know, thing inside them. So like that's so fun for them too. And I love that. It feels like the summer version of baking Christmas cookies almost.
Yeah, memories for the whole family. I love it. I mean, another one, speaking of baking, right? Like not baking, but for the summertime, like homemade popsicles are another easy win. So you can let kids create crazy flavor combinations. One that I'm really into is root beer float. So you mix vanilla and actual like root beer soda, and it freezes into a popsicle. So if you're a root beer float fan, you will definitely love that. And I tasted a friend of mine made a combination of like just lemonade base and then put beautiful sliced fruit into the mold. And it created like this beautiful popsicle. It looks so fancy. And I was thinking of doing the same with limeade, just to kind of give it a little different spin than lemonade. So those are some options to think of.
Yummy. I'm sold. All right. Staycation. It doesn't have to be boring. Cancel the flights, the hotel. We're staying home this summer. It's making those memories, right?
Yeah, make that popsicle tropical, okay? And then you'll feel just like you're on vacation in this heat.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're switching gears a little bit from staycation fun that we talked about earlier to prepping your house for when you actually leave it, maybe on vacation. So Susie, help us out. What should we know?
Thanks, Kevin. So when you're heading off on vacation, the last thing you want is to worry about what's happening at home. And a few of these steps can give you real peace of mind. And some of those actually could also boost your home's value long term.
Ooh, love a good double win there. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, so let's start with lighting. You want your home to look lived in. Smart plugs or timers can turn on lights, turn on and off lights at varied times in different rooms, which is way more convincing than just leaving on one lamp for a week straight.
Yeah, I've definitely seen houses that do that. You see that same light and window lit up all week, and that kind of just does the opposite, right? It says like you're not home.
Totally. I mean, and the next would be like a doorbell cameras and smart locks. I know a lot of people think, oh, so many people have that. A lot of homes actually don't have that, you know, and they really are lifesavers. You can see if someone comes to your door and even unlocks it remotely if you need to let in a neighbor in to water your plants or doing something. Like just having that peace of mind that you kind of know who's coming in and out of the house, or if you need someone to help you out, take a package in because you saw it get delivered. And another thing about the smart technology there is that it does allow you to provide a second code to someone who's meant to be entering the house. So it doesn't interfere with your code and you can change that easily. It's a lot easier than having multiple keys made.
Yeah, I love that. And a lot of these systems are pretty affordable now too, right?
Totally. And they actually add to your home's appeal if you're thinking about selling someday. You know, buyers love tech and whatever makes life easier and safer.
Yeah, that's a good point. And what else should we be doing?
Hold the mail if you can, or have someone pick it up, because nothing says empty house like a big pile of packages or like an overloaded mailbox. And if you've got a spare key hidden somewhere, take it in before you go.
Like the fake rocks. We see you guys, the fake rock key holders.
Yes, retire those fake rocks. And last thing, don't overshare on social media. I know it's tempting to post those pics in real time, but maybe wait until you're home to share.
Yeah, that's a good one. We don't always think of that safety risk, but I found that like the photo dump posts or like making a fun reel and you just take the videos while you're on vacation, don't post them yet. That's always fun to do when you get home too.
Yeah, I mean, we're not home is not the message you want to send out on the internet. And that goes whether your account is public or private even, because you don't know really
True.
What people can see.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you, Susie, for all these reminders. And you can find Susie on Instagram at SusieCal_CT for more smart home ideas, fun safety tips, and everything. And thank you so much for being here, Susie.
Always happy to be here. You know, have a great summer and enjoy however you're spending it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.